Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there, good day, everybody. Thanks for hopping on board for another edition of Jumping the Gun. I'm Derek Gunn, along with my man, Brother Dan. Brother Dan, how you been?
I've been great. How you doing?
All right, how did we do last week?
Last week, for the first time this year, you got me.
What?
You got me with the picks. You went 11-3 last week. I went 8-6.
Hold up. You're telling me through 7 weeks that I've only bested you one time?
Yes, sir.
Now, first we tied 1 week, right?
Yes, we did tie 1 week.
What were we, like 9-3, 10-3, something like that?
We were 9-3, I believe.
So you're telling me all these weeks that I've never bested you until now. See, I'm gonna have an auditor come in and check the books because I'm not buying it one bit.
Oh no, bring it.
Something ain't right here. I'm telling you.
I have the notes for him.
Okay. All right, let's go. We got week number 8 coming up in the NFL. We got to start close to home, obviously.
Yes, sir. It's Cowboys week, so we got Dallas coming to Philadelphia on Sunday night. Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite.
I can't even get fired up for this matchup. I mean, you got Andy Dalton, who may not be mentally all there coming out of concussion protocol. Then you got some kid named Ben DiNucci, who could be starting. And Jim Schwartz said that they had so little film on him, they had to go back to his college film at James Madison just to get some intel on what this kid's strengths and weaknesses are. I hope this is not another Joe Webb situation where this guy comes in here from out of nowhere and shocks the world and surprises the Eagles. That would kill Eagles fans. But, you know, Cowboys, man, they're a mess right now. I mean, Washington held his team to, what, 3 points last week? You know, they have the firepower. They just don't have anybody to ignite the fire. The defense is a mess, giving up 35 points a game. Jerry Jones claims there's no leadership issues, which I thoroughly disagree. When you're a team that's in disarray like this, obviously there is no direction. Nobody's steering the ship. Ain't no way in the world I'm picking Dallas in this game.
I don't know why you had to bring up Joe Webb. You know that's a sensitive spot for me. That Tuesday night game that we had against the Vikings, that was a really rough one for the Eagles fans. But I don't think we're going to have that again this year. The Eagles have Goddard potentially coming back this week.
Yep.
Jason Peters coming back, potentially Jalen Reagor coming back.
Yep.
I'm excited to see some actual offensive weapons come back and mixing them in with the guys that have been playing well, such as Fulgham, Boston Scott.
Yep.
We'll see where Miles Sanders is. I don't think they've really made an announcement when it comes to him yet. Looks like he might not play this week, but it's going to be nice to see some weapons finally. The Dallas is beat down. You can't underestimate them. Those weapons, you just got to get the ball in the hands of those receivers, and they can do anything. And with our defense, unfortunately, we have some problems making open field tackles and things of that nature. Hopefully, we can get. I think we're gonna get this win. Hopefully, it's a more comfortable win than the Giants won last week. But yeah, I think the Eagles pull this one out.
If I'm Mike McCarthy, what I would do is, especially if DiNucci's playing, is I would do 1-2-3 step throw. You got Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and that kid CeeDee Lamb is electric. Plus, you got a fourth receiver in Cedric Wilson. So you got speed on top of speed, and you got physicality in Amari Cooper. I don't think that's what Mike McCarthy's going to do, and I think the Eagles defense needs to get a lot of pressure on this kid the way Washington did. If he's in there, even if Andy Dalton's in there. I mean, they have plenty of film on Andy Dalton. They know how to play Andy Dalton. But when you consider they had problems with Dwayne Haskins, they had problems with Joe Burrow, I don't put anything past this Eagles team, but I still feel pretty good about this pick.
Yeah, I agree. The Eagles need to get pressure, and I think they will with Dallas' offensive line being mostly injured.
Okay.
I think the Eagles get it. But the Cowboys, they are very a very injured team, much like the Eagles.
Okay.
All right. So next we have the Falcons at the Panthers. This is the Thursday night game. The Panthers are getting 2.5 points at home.
Man, Falcons are one of the dumbest teams ever assembled. When you consider how they lose games, especially how they lost that Detroit game, and of course the bigger story was how they lost that Dallas game. They're on the road. Carolina's coming off a tough loss in New Orleans. I'm going to take Carolina at home in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take Carolina. I've been picking the Falcons because their offense is just so explosive. But, man, they were too explosive on Sunday with Gurley. He couldn't stop himself from scoring. It's amazing how this team finds new ways to lose every week. They might do it again this coming Sunday. This Thursday. The Panthers almost pulled out the win against the Saints. I picked them. Didn't really work out with a little kicking situation going on there. But yeah, the Panthers, I think, win this one. The Falcons are just too inconsistent, too weird of a team.
All right.
Next, we have the Patriots at the Bills. The Bills are 3.5-point favorites in Buffalo.
Man, New England got smashed last week by San Francisco 33-6. They haven't won a game on the road this season. This is not the Bill Belichick coach team that we've grown accustomed to seeing for more than a decade. I don't like this matchup at all, but Buffalo at home, this is Buffalo's division finally to win or lose. Buffalo understands that. Sean McDermott understands that. He's going to beat it in their heads that, you know, New England is down this year. We have to keep our foot on their throats. I like the Bills at home.
I think if there is any semblance left of the old Patriots teams, they have to show up. That has to show up this week. Cam has to play much better than he did last week, getting benched at a point against the Niners. He's admitted that he was embarrassed after last week. I think the Patriots find a way to get it done with Bill Belichick. He doesn't like losing games, several games in a row. This isn't the same team, but I think the fact that this is a rivalry, the Patriots will find a way to get this one done, I think.
What?
Yeah,
you're taking the Patriots.
I'm going with the Patriots.
Okay, all
this
right.
This is the last time. If this game looks like the Niners game, I think they're done for the season. And I don't know how much longer Cam is going to be the quarterback there.
Yeah, I don't either. He may not be the quarterback much this week.
Yeah, it's possible. All right. Next, we have the Titans at the Bengals. The Titans getting 5.5 points in Cincinnati.
Here is my upset special of the week. You know, I can't emphasize this enough. I love this kid, Joe Burrow, and I love his poise. Tennessee's coming off a heartbreaker of a loss to Pittsburgh. I'm going to take Cincinnati at home in this game. I'm going with the Bengals.
I can't believe you're taking the Bengals here.
I'm taking the Bengals at home.
The Titans have one of the best, if not the best, running games in the NFL with Derrick Henry. The Bengals have been struggling to stop the run all year. Joe Burrow has been playing great. I love Joe Burrow. My problem with the Bengals is not him. That defense, I can't trust it at all. I'm going to take the Titans here. The Titans almost ended the Steelers' undefeated streak. I can't not take the Titans here.
All right, we'll see how it plays out. I can't wait to see next week when we talk and I tell you Joe Burrow shocked the world. Can't wait to see it.
Hey, we'll see. Next week we also have the Raiders at the Browns. The Browns are 2.5-point favorite in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick. Cleveland's 3-0 at home. They're coming off a 37-34 win over Cincinnati. And I think Cincinnati can put up at least 30 points on Tennessee. Yeah, I said it right here, right now. So because Cleveland is undefeated at home, the Raiders, you don't know when what team's going to show up. I mean, they got smoked last week by Tampa Bay, 45-20. I'm going to go with Cleveland. I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield and the Browns at home, even without Odell Beckham.
I think I agree with you here. I'm going to go with the Browns. Without Odell Beckham, Rashard Higgins has been playing well this year. He's gotten a lot. After Beckham went down, he started to get a lot of his targets. Baker actually started to look a little more comfortable after Beckham went down. Obviously, he threw the interception on that play. Baker's starting to get into a little bit more of the rhythm that we saw earlier in the season. They obviously need to run the ball the way they were. Kareem Hunt, hopefully they get Nick Chubb back soon. I don't think it's going to be this week. I'm also going to take the Browns here. The Raiders are just too inconsistent. You don't know what team's going to show up.
No.
Yeah, I'll go with the Browns here. Next, we have the Colts at the Lions. The Lions are getting 3 points at home.
Yeah, you know, Detroit hasn't won a game at home this season, surprisingly enough, and they're 3-3 right now. Atlanta gave Detroit that win. Detroit didn't earn that win. Atlanta, playing dumb football again, gave Detroit that win. Detroit's going to face a much better defense this week. I'm going to take Indy on the road.
Okay. This is going to be a very close game. I think it's going to be an ugly game offensively because the Colts defense is amazing. The Lions defense isn't amazing, but Phillip Rivers loves to give the ball to the other team. I think Matt Stafford's found a good enough rhythm against the Falcons, leading them on that clutch drive to end the game last week. I'm going to go with the Lions here.
Oh.
And I never picked the Lions. For some reason, I'm feeling the Lions here. In Detroit, if this was in Indianapolis, I think that the Colts win it. I think it's that close of a game that it's just going to come down to who has home field. Yeah, I'll go with the Lions here.
Okay. You kind of brave today.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little risky today. Last week, I was 8-6, so I need to mix things up a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so next we have the Vikings at the Packers. The Packers are getting 6.5 points in Green Bay.
Green Bay is going to bury Minnesota. The Vikings are coming off a bye, but they've got all kinds of problems. Green Bay's coming off an impressive win on the road at Houston, 35-20. Aaron Rodgers was in a zone. I think that loss to Tampa Bay really woke them up. They got Davante Adams back, and you saw what Davante Adams did to Houston's
amazing
defense. 196 receiving yards. He shredded that defense. Green Bay, slam dunk at home.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking the Packers here. The Vikings have left a lot to be desired from them this year. Kirk Cousins has been inconsistent at best, turning the ball over a ton. I'm going to go, yeah, the Packers. Aaron Rodgers at home. I'm never picking against Aaron Rodgers at home.
Yeah.
Their running game has been great. Davante Adams has been in a whole other level. Yeah, there's no way I'm not picking the Packers here. Next, we have the Jets at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are getting 19.5 points.
That's embarrassing.
In Kansas City.
That's embarrassing.
I think that's the biggest line or the biggest favorite we've had this year.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, the Jets, you know, as bad as they are, they scared Buffalo a little bit last week. They actually had a lead on Buffalo last week before Buffalo rallied to win that game 18-10. And, of course, Kansas City, they smoked Denver 43-16. The Jets is one of those teams where the mindset has to be, you know what, we've got nothing to lose. We can go out and just play football. We've got nothing to lose. I think the Jets are going to keep it close for a while, keep it an entertaining game. But I do think Kansas City wins by double digits, but I can't see them winning by 19.
Haven't the Jets had nothing to lose for the last, 3 years?
Yes, but this is even more embarrassing than the last 2 years. So,
yeah, if I'm the Jets and I see a 19.5 point margin, I'm offended by that.
Exactly.
However, I don't know if the Jets have the personnel to do anything about that. I think the Chiefs are going to win this. I'm not sure if they're going to win by 19.5 points. But it's very possible. I think the Jets may have tried everything that they could against the Bills and just wore themselves out with it being that close of a game. The Chiefs at home, they're starting to get back into that rhythm they were in. I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. I think I'll go with I'll take the 19.5 points.
What?
I'll go with them.
Okay.
On that. Le'Veon is another week in the system.
True.
He's starting to get more acclimated to that. I'll go with the Chiefs here. I'll take the 19.5.
Okay.
Next, we have the Rams at the Dolphins. The Rams getting 4 points in Miami.
What the Rams did to the Bears offense was impressive. And that Rams defense, of course, led by Aaron Donald, is going down to Miami to face a rookie in Tua, making his first career start. I think that the Rams defense is going to feast on this kid. They're going to confuse this kid. This kid's going to have to run for his life to make plays. And the Rams know what's at stake. When you look at that NFC West, every team is above 500 in that division. They have to keep in step with what's going on in that division, especially with Seattle losing. So now they're one game instead of two games behind Seattle. So I think the Rams go down there and take care of business.
All right. I think I'm going to take the Dolphins here in Miami.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. You're just going against me. You're trying to get back in the, in the win column. You just can't stand the fact that I beat you last week.
Oh, it's definitely bothering me. But I think Tua's built for pressure. He came in, he made his way in college after coming in the national championship game out of nowhere and leading the leading Alabama to a championship. So he's built for pressure. I think the Rams being the first team you play as a starter is a bunch of that. Also, Herbert coming out and playing the way he's been playing puts a lot of pressure on Tua since he was drafted ahead of Herbert. I'm going to go with the Dolphins here. I think Tua plays a good game. I think Brian Flores has that defense running all over the place. They could do some things to that Rams offense. I'm going to go with the Dolphins in Miami here. I think they keep it rolling.
All right. You're a better man than I am.
All right. And we have probably the best game of the week.
Oh, yeah.
The Steelers at the Ravens. The Ravens getting 3.5 points in Baltimore.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh on the road. I think this is one of Mike Tomlin's finest coaching jobs. Obviously, when you have Ben Roethlisberger at the helm, it makes a Pittsburgh team a much different team compared to that team that struggled through 2019. They just find a way to win. They built an impressive lead against Tennessee last week and coasted to that win. And I think Pittsburgh is going to make Baltimore play from behind and catch up, and Baltimore's not going to be able to quite catch up. I'm going to take the Steelers on the road.
So the Ravens are coming off of a bye week in which they heard nothing but how good the Steelers are.
Yep.
All week, everybody's talking about how the Steelers might be the best team in the AFC. Nobody's talking about the Ravens anymore. It's now it's the Steelers and the Chiefs for the best team in the AFC. So I think the Ravens are going to come out angry. I think they're going to be flying all over the place on defense. Their front line is going to get a bunch of pressure. And Lamar Jackson, they do need to control the ball. They need to make sure they don't let the Steelers get out to an early lead because that's when they struggle. But I think the Ravens are going to come out and play a little angry. And I've been wanting to see that more out of the Ravens. So I think the Ravens are going to win this game. But it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah,
this is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see this. All right, and next we have the Chargers at the Broncos, the battle of my two favorite young quarterbacks.
Will the real Denver Broncos please stand up? They go into New England and beat New England, then they go back home and they get smoked by Kansas City. Obviously, Kansas City's a much different team than New England. But the Chargers, they're 2-4. They don't do a lot of things great, but I think they'll do enough to beat Denver on the road here.
So I like Drew Lock, and you make fun
You're
of me.
You're a big Drew
you
Lock fan.
You make fun of me for liking Drew Lock here.
They ought to lock Drew up is what they should do.
I like Justin Herbert more. I'm going to go with the Chargers
here. You can only have one quarterback. You can't have multiple.
I'm taking both Herbert. You know what? I'm taking Herbert. I like Lock, and I like Tua. So I like all these young quarterbacks. Herbert, I think, is going to get this win on the road. Division rival. These games are going to be... They're always weird. No matter how good the teams are, if they're in the playoff picture or not, they're always fun to watch. I'll go with the Chargers here. The Chargers are actually getting 3 points in Denver.
I know.
That's interesting. I wonder what the weather is going to be like, obviously.
That's true.
Week with the snow and against Kansas City. I think the Chargers get it done here. The Broncos, their injuries are killing them right now. Obviously, they have Cortland Sutton is out for the year. Phillip Lindsay has had nagging injuries all year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with the Chargers. And next we have the Saints at the Bears. The Saints are getting 4 points in Chicago.
Unless the temperature is zero and the field is solid like a frozen ice rink, I don't see Chicago winning this game. I tell you, I just very seldom do I bet against Drew Brees. And I think Drew Brees, you know, with the Saints being 4-2 right now, they held off Carolina, came back and won that game against Carolina. I got to take Drew Brees. I'm a Drew Brees man. I love Nick Foles, one of my all-time favorites, but I like Drew Brees a little bit more, and I'm going to take Brees and the Saints on the road.
I for some reason this year, I'm just not loving the Saints. I'm not loving what I'm seeing from Drew Brees. I do love what I see from Alvin Kamara. I think the Bears are going to win this one in Chicago. Nick Foles isn't going to have back-to-back bad weeks like he did against the Rams. And that defense is going to be running all over the place in Chicago. So I'll go with the Bears here.
Bears defense is going to give Drew Brees some problems early. But once Drew figures it out and Sean Payton figures it out, they'll know where to attack the weaknesses, and they'll do just enough to get it done.
I need to see Drew Brees start throwing the ball a little bit further than 6-7 yards down the field.
Hey, as long as he gets it done. I don't care if he throws it 3 yards down the field, as long as they're moving the chain.
Hey, if all you need to throw it is 3 yards to Kamara, and he could turn it into a 50-yard gain. So the Bears just need to make sure they keep him contained. And we're keeping it going with the big division games this week. We have the 49ers at the Seahawks. The Seahawks getting 3 points in Seattle this week.
Ooh, San Francisco's 3-0 on the road. Seattle's 3-0 at home. Seattle coming off that tough overtime loss to Arizona, 37-34. Seattle's got three teams in the NFC West, to me, the best division in football this year, breathing down their necks. You know, Seattle's a tough team no matter when you face them. But when they're at home, they're a completely different team, even as bad as their defense is. And I'm still not a big Jimmy Garoppolo fan. I'm taking Russell and his gang at home.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to take Russell at home here. Russell Wilson's not going to lose two games in a row. Especially not to the Niners, who, again, I also don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo. Raheem Mostert is hurt. Deebo Samuel is hurt. Jeff Wilson, after playing great last week, also got hurt at the end of that game. I just don't see a way that the Seahawks can lose this game in Seattle. I wanted to pick the Niners. I really like the Niners, but man, injuries have just hit them hard this year, and especially in their running back. So. Yeah, I don't see a way the Seahawks lose this game. All right, and for the Monday night game, we have the Tampa Bay Bucks at the New York Giants. The Bucks getting 10.5 points against New York, in New York.
I don't even, 10.5 in New York?
10.5 in New York.
Let's see. The Giants shocked the world. They played the Eagles tough. And if Daniel Jones had not slightly overthrown Evan Ingram, we were talking about a different outcome in that Eagles game. And I think the Giants' defense has not been the problem. The Giants can play defense. It's the offense that's been a problem. Daniel Jones is an athletic quarterback. Of course, you saw him take off on that 80-yard run against the Eagles, and not a secondary person could catch up to him and close the distance. And, of course, the all-important turf monster tripped him up near the goal line. I think the Giants are going to be competitive. They just don't have enough firepower to contend with Tampa Bay. And after what Tampa Bay did in Denver, after Tampa Bay, the way they won their last game, I can't bet against Brady right now. I mean, you got Gronkowski, you got all these weapons down there. Tampa Bay is balling right now, man. I'm going to stick with Tampa Bay, even though they're 2-2 on the road. They are playing the Giants, a desperate team. Tampa Bay gets the job done.
Yeah, I don't think the Giants are going to be very competitive in this game. The Bucks, I think I'm going to take the 10.5 points from them. The Bucks are coming off of locking down Green Bay's offense 2 weeks ago. The Vegas offense last week. The Bucks are on a roll right now. Chris Godwin's hurt, but they're bringing in Antonio Brown. I don't know if he's playing this week. I suspect not, because Arians' offense is pretty complex. There's no way I'm not taking the Bucks here. Their defense, their strength is the Giants' weakness. So I don't know how the Giants are going to score points against them. If Aaron Rodgers can't score points against this defense, I don't know how Daniel Jones is going to do it when their offense is already pretty terrible. The Bucks are going to win this game, and I think it's going to be a sizable margin. I'll be surprised if the Giants get to double digits here.
Giants need to run the wishbone offense and have Daniel Jones carry the ball 30 times.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably their best option at this point.
But you're right. I mean, Tampa Bay is just too strong for this team. Tampa Bay is my pick for that Monday night encounter. All right, that's going to wrap up another edition of Jumping the Gun. You've just heard our Week 8 predictions. A lot of differences of opinions in Week 8. I can't wait to see how it all pans out next week. And, of course, next week we will also look ahead to Week number 9 in the NFL. So for Brother Dan, I'm Derek Gunn. Thanks for hanging out with us, and good luck, everybody.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.